Well, for most of the summer, for most of the people of the summer is a time to do holidays and take a break from hockey, but not our next gentleman. Brad McEwen is the head scout for Hockey Canada. Summer has been busy for him. He joined us on the Grey Eagle Resort and Casino Guest Hotline. Thanks for joining us, Brad. So for most people, their summer is winding down. Are you taking a break now from work and enjoying the summer?
Well, Jeff, we have had a real busy summer. It's been a good summer. A little bit of time now, but an opportunity to kind of reflect on our three camps we've had and put some information together. But it will give me a chance to get a little bit of downtime and reset for the fall as we get ready for our U17 and World Junior as we're moving forward.
Well, let's start with the under-18 because it was held in Alberta for the first time, the Hlinka Gretzky tournament. How great was it to have in the home province? How much did that help you guys?
Well, it really helped us. And I guess leading into it, we really didn't know, you know, what the event would be in terms of fan interest and environment and atmosphere and all those things. And really, by the end of going into our last round-robin game and then semis and finals, it really did feel a little bit like a mini World Juniors. The enthusiasm was great. There was lots of Canadian jerseys in the stands, and you know, we had 10,000 in that last game in the finals, and it really gained momentum as it went along, and I thought our team got better, and honestly, I thought our best game of the tournament was the gold medal game.
Yeah, Brad, when I grew up, I used to listen to the World Junior Championships on a transistor radio, and obviously it's grown into a huge event. From what you saw as the tournament went on, do you think that this can grow into something close to that? Do we want it to grow into something bigger?
Yeah, I don't think it'll ever reach that level. Obviously, there's just something special of being, you know, being at Christmas, and it's really in the fabric of a lot of families' Christmas to start watching it. And so I don't know if it'll ever go to that, but, you know, the way that it grew this week, I think it's got lots of opportunity to be, you know, a good event by itself, and one that kind of kicks the season off with all the draft kids and you know, all the top kids. The thing that really caught my eye this whole week was how skilled all the kids were, not just our team, but boy, oh boy, the other countries had their primary guys, and they were skilled guys. And it was really a fun tournament to watch and follow. Got to watch all the games when we weren't playing, and boy, oh boy, there's some real good players on their way up.
Well, the one thing that stands out for a lot of people is there was 11 Western Hockey League drafted players on there, 12 if you include Dylan Holloway, who's trying the NCAA route. So I watched a lot of those players, Brad, a couple of years ago at the under-16 when, you know, the WHL puts that on. So 2 years later, as you mentioned, a lot of skill. How impressed are you with this age group, especially in Western Canada?
Yeah, it's certainly one of the stronger ones we've had in the last few years. And you'll find regionally, things go in cycles for sure. Okay. But right now, this whole one age group out west is dynamic, spread throughout the league, in the Western League. And you look at Dylan Holloway, and there's some other kids that didn't make the team that are really, really good players also that play out west. So for fans and you know, scouts and all those things, it's going to be a busy winter getting through all those kids and enjoy it. And you know, I thought also Quebec really has some real top-end guys. Ontario, I think, usually a little bit of an anomaly this year where, you know, maybe they don't have the dynamics they've had in the past, but the four kids that we had on our team were real good players, made a big contribution, and usually they're out in mass and numbers in our program. So we know that they'll be out there in other programs as we go through. But the West kids really did themselves proud and played real well, and it'll be fun to watch their progress during the year.
From Hockey Canada, Brad McEwen, you mentioned the Quebec Junior League, and it may be a coming out party for all, you know, rest of Canada to notice Alexis Lafreniere, underage for this tournament. Because of a late birthday, he won't be taken until the 2020 NHL draft. How long have you, has this young kid been on your radar, and what makes him so special?
Well, I just think, you know, he's been on our radar a little bit. He played with our U18 Worlds team over in Russia this spring, so that was my first contact with him, and he didn't disappoint there. He was one of our best forwards over there. So as soon as you saw that level, and again, you know, he's an 01, he's a late birthday for the draft, but he is an 01, but he was playing against all 2000-born players over there in the spring, so... He did really, really well. He scored some big goals for us over there. And I think, you know, anyway, that followed the tournament this past week, he just got better and better and better and really took that gold medal game over. And I think when you get players that, you know, they're impact type of guys, the bigger the moment, the better they play. And Alex certainly played really well for us in the gold medal and then played well. He had 11 points in the tournament, but I really thought his game got better and better as we went through, and this young guy is going to be fun to watch. Anybody that's out in Quebec, and you know, even moving forward in our program, you know, he's going to get opportunity as we move forward, so it'll be fun to see how he progresses in our programs as well.
Yeah, the puck just seems to find him, and he does the right thing with it. That was fun to watch. You mentioned you had three camps this summer. I forgot about the under-17. I didn't have any questions lined up for you, but you had almost 100 kids out there. How is it going to work for the under-17s? Where is the tournament this year?
It's out in St. John's, New Brunswick. So it's early November, and what we've done is we brought 112 kids in to start our whole festival season. Basically, what we do is we put them in three clusters and two teams in each cluster. Our goal moving forward is to kind of identify all those kids. We send three teams to the event, so we really get a, you know, we keep it broad. We keep it so that we give lots of players opportunities, and it's really a great read for us moving forward in the program. So now that we've gone through the 112, we evaluate as soon as the season starts. Preseason is important for those kids because they're playing in their CHL or junior A settings. And so we'll get a good read on the kids that we believe are right in the mix. And then early October, we actually meet, put the three teams together, and within 3 weeks, they're in St. John's competing for the World 17 World Challenge. So that's exciting. And, you know, that's our foundation. So it's really exciting to see that age groups, the O2s, and see what depth we have there. And I really think we have great depth. So we're excited about that. And I think we'll be able to produce three real competitive teams in November.
When I watched that camp, Brad, it was, I'm sitting there going, it's summer and it's quality, you know, players out there. They're, you know, when they're in scrimmages or in practices or doing drills, and there's like, it's very high end. These kids probably don't take a break when their season ends with their junior clubs or midget clubs, right?
No, they this day and age, they tend to get right into training. And I think everybody encourages them to take some time off just to kind of re-energize and get ready to go. But it's competitive. They understand that when they're invited to our program, that it's going to be, they're all good players. And in order to you know, do something positive, they've got to come in great shape. They've got to have their game somewhat together. And again, I mean, we're realistic when you jump in the middle of summer and get to the high end that we're playing with in our events. You know, we understand that there is some challenges with that within the players, but you know, I think the kids do a tremendous job getting themselves ready, really coming and competing hard. Gives our program a chance to watch and develop. And we throw in a lot of skill stuff, skill development, especially for the 17s. It's not just about the evaluation. It's about the skills. And we get a lot of people involved in that week in terms of skill development people and mental performance and their coaches. And we try to really bring a well-rounded week to those kids. Certainly at the end, there is some evaluation, but we have a pretty good feel of those guys coming in. And I think the week they get, it's just not all about playing games. It's a lot about development and seeing where kids are with their skills. It's an important quality in what we look for in our program, and so it's our first touch, and I think it's really well run.
From Hockey Canada, it's Brad McEwen, the head scout. Now the most talked about you know, tournament for the kids under 20 is obviously the under 20, the World Junior Championships. You had the showcase camp in Kamloops. Your thoughts on what you saw of the progress of the players you're hoping to make the squad this year?
Yeah, I thought, Jeff, I thought it was real good. I thought our you talk about players jumping in mid-season or mid-summer and being prepared. I really thought this group was prepared. They played extremely hard and got better, as you would expect, through the tournament. You know, it's an important opportunity for us, Hockey Canada, and our coaching staff to get in touch with these kids, to reset from last year. That's done. That's complete. We need to turn the page and start, you know, putting our plan in place for this fall and for December in Vancouver and Victoria. So it's really an opportunity for the coaches to lay the foundation of what they want to do, the message that they want to send, start creating the identity. I thought, you know, our forward group, I was excited about. I wasn't really sure coming in exactly where our depth would be, but leaving Kamloops, I think we all agreed that we're in a pretty good spot with forwards. I thought goaltending was really competitive. Michael DiPietro led the way, but you know, I thought the other three goaltenders really were competitive, played well. So, you know, we're excited about having some some choices moving forward at that position. And our defense, you know, I think one thing we found is we're going to be a little bit younger. You know, we're probably going to have an underage or two in on the roster as it looks right now. But with that saying, the start of the season is important. And, you know, we found from last year that players trended that weren't in our showcase last year, that all of a sudden got better and trended and had a great first half. And we're, you know, we put them into the Russia series, which is a real important evaluator for us. And they did well, and they moved on to main camp in December and ultimately made our team. So, as much an important as to track the players that we had at the showcase, we believe that there's going to be players that jump up and get our attention early in the season, and we'll scout and evaluate them and put them in the into the you know, pipeline of who we're watching and see what comes out of it when we get to camp in December.
Brad McEwen from Hockey Canada. Just a couple more with you, Brad. You win gold in Buffalo. As you mentioned, this year the tournament is in Vancouver and Victoria. Potential returnees, how many? And obviously the communication with the NHL teams, because some of these 19-year-olds might be in the NHL. How does that process work for you?
Yeah, we really track that closely, especially early in the fall when they get to camp. We have three returning players. Robert Thomas, who's with St. Louis, Maxime Comtois, who's with Anaheim, and Alex Fermentin, who's with Ottawa. And really, you know, I think all three of them have an opportunity. They were major contributors for us last year in last year's tournament. So we can only hope that we could get them back and be important guys again. But really, we're at the mercy. But credit to the NHL teams. You know, they do give us information. They're more than willing to share their thoughts on their players as we go through the process. And I think I think most of the teams realize the value of playing in the World Juniors for the prospects if that opportunity presents itself. So, you know, we keep in close contact. I do think, you know, there's going to be guys that are really on the bubble, Michael Rasmussen in Detroit and Cody Glass in Vegas. And, you know, there's some players there that Gabe Vilardi in L.A., you know, those are all really quality players. And that kind of, you know, dictates the depth of your team, ultimately. I mean, if you lose too many guys to the NHL, it certainly creates some holes in our lineup. But the one thing that you can always count on Canadian hockey is that we've got really good depth. The CHL provides us with real good players. We have some kids that are playing college in the U.S. that are in the mix that we know they're going to keep developing. So, you know, we believe in our depth in our system. And if we do lose some, certainly they're great players. But, you know, we have guys that will come in and play their hearts out for Canada. And that, you know, being a home tournament, just the emotion in that building and everything else, I honestly believe that, you know, you probably get about 10% more, obviously, from players just because of the passion they have playing.
One more for you, Brad, and this might be unfair to ask you. This might be more for the individual teams that, you know, these players play for, but how much do you talk about with the players about maybe video games? Because there's a lot of talk of players, you know, playing so much that it distracts them from hockey and even, you know, with their hands and stuff like that. And social media, is there a conversation with the players to say, hey, you know, be careful of what you put on social media because it can come back to haunt you? Any discussion from you guys, or is that more from the teams?
Yeah, it's more from the teams, but, you know, okay. We do address the social media aspect. The video games we don't really address in our setting, but social media for sure. You know, we just tell players to be responsible, be mature when they're on their social media and do it, you know, don't do it all the time, especially, you know, when it's time to get some sleep and some rest. You know, we believe that you need to put the phones away and get your rest when the opportunity is there, especially in our tournament. And, you know, I think the one good thing is our U17 event, the Hlinka, the World 18 Worlds. These events really mirror the World Juniors. So a lot of the kids that have been in our program end up in the World Junior. Not all of them, but most of them. So we really start working with the kids at the U17 level and talk about social media, but talk about rest, talk about conditioning, talk about environment. Short-term events is different than your season, and there's some things that you have to be really aware of, and you got to really manage your time for the time that you're with the program. So, you know, it's just not the World Juniors. It's really started at the U17 program and works its way through. So I think, for the most part, kids understand, the guys understand when they get to World Juniors what they're getting themselves into, the expectations that Hockey Canada has, and they're more than willing to do whatever needs to be done for the months that they're with us.
I think there's a lot of parents looking for advice on how to get their kids off, you know, video games, but you do enough already, Brad. We'll let you off on that.
Yeah, they're going to have to look after that themselves, I think.
Yeah. Thank you for your time today. A lot of proud Canadians are happy that you're a part of the program in a higher role, and enjoy the season and enjoy scouting these kids as the year goes on, because obviously a lot of talent in our country.
Gary, thanks for having me, Jeff.